This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes, and we've probably all done this, you take a job because you need the money, not necessarily because you want to do whatever it is as a career. And the job is kind of weird to boot, maybe even a little bit gross, but it shapes you in a way. That, in a nutshell, is the backstory of a new memoir out from Andrew Meredith. It and the job he did is called The Removers. Andrew, thanks for coming into the studio.
Good to be here.
This is, it's a complicated book, man. It's a complicated
book. You think so, really?
Yeah, I kind of do. Long story short, you're 14. Your father is dismissed from his position teaching literature at a local college for what you at the time only know is vague charges of sexual harassment, right?
Right.
You go into a tailspin. For many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the book starts with you and your dad going out to pick up a dead body.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell us what that job was, I guess, is the place to start.
Yeah, we worked for a local service that contracted with funeral homes. So, you know, the funeral director would get a call saying so-and-so has died. We need her to be picked up often at home. And then they would farm out the job to these guys who worked for the service. So, you know, we would get a beep in 1998, as it was.
Yeah.
The beeper would go off and we would go, put on the suit and go out.
The first one, not the first one, but the one that opens the book, the opening scene, is somewhat gruesome.
Yeah.
A gentleman had passed a week or so earlier in the Philadelphia summertime. But you were pleased as punch to be working with your dad, to be on the job.
Yeah, it was a different. It was a change of venue, you know. No matter how gruesome the venue was, it was better than being at home with him, you know, because home was so fraught.
And it's hard because this is a job in which there is an aspect of public relations is wrong, but dealing with other people, right? I mean, you have to go in and there's the bereaved, and there's you are in there at the moment of death, or shortly thereafter, and there's the grieving widow or the brother-in-law or whatever it is.
Right.
And you have to engage personally and then turn around and do this thing.
Yeah. You need a manner. And
good word.
That develops.
How?
Just from experience. And you know, you pick up cues over time about what makes people calm down and feel better.
Did you learn by watching your father?
For sure. He was one of the best at that manner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good at going into a home and making people feel like he was in charge, that everything would be fine, that you'd be hearing from the funeral director in the morning, nothing to worry about. Maybe you should go into the kitchen so you don't see us leave, you know.
This is a job in which you were basically required to be invisible, right?
Yeah.
And in point of fact, you actually, later on in the book, you come out to L.A., you work in a hotel in high-end, you know, customer service and room service. Again, a job in which you're required to be invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? That's something about you, I guess,
well,
right?
That really fit my personality, yeah. I mean, I guess it's the writerly personality. I just wanted to shrink away and watch people. So, of course, I wrote a memoir.
Yeah, well, and how did that come about? What's the thought process that led you to say, I need to write about this? Because at the time the events of this book is happening, this is going to sound a little harsh, but you're a screw-up. I mean, you're 19, 20, 21 years old, still living on your parents' basement.
Yeah.
You know,
I was on the second floor, guys.
Second floor, all right, man. Well, there you go. But, you know, you're pounding, what was it, Schlitz or something? Or, you know, Pabst, PBR, whatever it was.
A lot of Miller Lite, a lot of Yingling.
Yeah. Drinking Camel Lights unfiltered and all that stuff.
I always had the sense that I wanted to write, you know? I mean, from the time I was a little kid, that was my talent. And I knew I wouldn't write anything worthwhile until I wrote about this.
Hmm.
And I tried it in several different forms. You know, when I first started to do removals, I started to write a screenplay called The Removers.
No, really? You can totally see that movie, right?
Yeah.
You could totally. I mean, it wouldn't be Henry Winkler Night Shift, right? It would be way better than that.
Yeah, so, the Removers as a title has been with me for 15 years. You know, I needed to make The Removers somehow.
That's great. Andrew Meredith, his first book, it is a memoir, as I said, is called The Removers. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's great.